Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, like I said at the beginning, today we celebrate the memorial of a great man in the history of our faith, Saint Bonaventure. Before he was named Saint Bonaventure, he was given a name, Giovanni, and he was born in Italy. And we are told that when he was still young, he suffered a serious illness. And so his mother went to Saint Francis of Assisi, who was by then a mendicant in the region. We are told that he was healed by Saint Francis of Assisi. And when that miracle happened after his healing, Saint Bonaventure was given a new name by Saint Francis. Saint Francis exclaimed, O Buena Ventura, that's Latin, which meant, O good fortune. So he was a man that God had already chosen him in a special way. We are told that at the age of 22, he joined the friars and he became a Franciscan. But he didn't stop there. He was so much interested to get to know who God is. That's why he studied philosophy and theology. And we are told that he was ordained a priest, then a bishop, a cardinal bishop, to the Holy Father. And so Saint Bonaventure became an outstanding man who got to know God in a special way, using the gift of his intellect. He became a doctor of philosophy and a doctor of theology. He wrote many writings, and one of them, The Life of Saint Francis of Assisi, and all other writings that as we know them. But as I was trying to reflect on his life, I came to a conclusion that this man was a man who was humble. However much he was gifted with the intellect, with the knowledge, with wisdom, but he became humble. Him and Saint Thomas Aquinas, they were great friends. And as great friends, he was named the Seraphic Doctor and Saint Thomas Aquinas, the Angelic Doctor. Both of them, they used what God gave them, the gifts, to teach and to preach the good news. My brothers and sisters in Christ, in the gospel today, as our Lord Jesus Christ was with his disciples, he gives them these words, this intimate message, his revelation to them. And he said, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for though you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Again, the message of humility. That Jesus, however much he was the Son of God, he was God himself among them. He humbled himself. And he was trying to teach his disciples always to be humble, even with what they had been given. And that is a message to all of us, that as we try to get to know God in our lives, and as we get to know God, get closer to Him, in our relationship with Him, in our encounter with Him, we need to do it with faith and humility. That will take us far, and that will bring us closer to our God. We pray for the grace in this Eucharistic celebration, with the intercession of Saint Bonaventure, that each one of us may come to know God in a special and profound way, but more so with faith and humility, like Saint Bonaventure did. Amen.